Ron, how are you enjoying camp?
It's great. It's great to get out here again in the fall and get ready in this new offense and get the young guys in and get them started and get them rolling.
What can you tell us about being a receiver in this Jimbo offense?
You will definitely do everything you need to do to get ready for the next level, including blocking, you know, deep balls, the short balls, knowing every spot on the defense, what coverage each guy is doing, and it's getting you ready for that next level.
What's been the biggest change for you going moving to this offense?
I'll say the blocking assignments, because you're going from left to right, blocking ends, linebackers, safeties. You know, every offense, you're running all kinds of routes, but Jimbo's really getting us ready for the next level in blocking assignments.
What should we expect from Jamon Osmond this year?
I'll say being more of a leader. I know last year Christian Kirk was here, and he kind of helped me out. And before he left, he told me, hey, get these young guys together and make sure you're a leader of these guys.
What's the whole dynamic of the receiver room like? You guys pretty close?
Yeah, we're really close. I feel like we're all young, so we have the same like personality. So I feel like the biggest thing is just getting that confidence going this fall camp and getting ready.
Pushing each other?
I mean,
sure. How's that dynamic work?
We're all competing for spots. No one has a set spot, so that's really what the competition is this fall camp. And everyone knows that, so we're just competing as a
What's the number one thing you took from Christian Kirk in the year he's been?
I'll say just the way he carried himself on and off the field. He's what you would want to be as a football player. He does everything he needs to do off the field, including on the field. He's a great leader. He's stretching, yoga, he's eating clean. He inspired me to be the guy I am today.
Yeah, you drinking any liver smoothies?
I'm not doing that. I can't do that.
Going back to your IMG experience, Looking back on it, what made you do that and talk about the experience? Was it all worth it, and what did you learn from it?
It was definitely a big jump in my life. It made me grow up faster. I would do it again if I had to. It was tough as a 16-year-old moving away from home, going to Florida, and started my life early, but it got me ready to do what I'm doing today.
And then you ended up an hour and a half away from home.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out perfect.
Looking back at last year, what was you most pleased with last year, and maybe what you're a little bit disappointed with looking back?
I'll say what I'm pleased with was getting to get on the field so I know what to correct for my next year and so I can give the young guys some advice. Obviously us finishing. You can play as good as you want to, but if you can't finish, then it's nothing. So I feel like I can give those guys that insight of, hey, let's in practice from period 10 to 13, let's try to finish this time. And, you know, let's not focus on the first five periods. Let's focus on the last three periods.
What do you have to correct?
When people get tired, they lose focus. So I think the biggest thing is just keeping your focus and maintaining your focus in your plays and knowing your assignment in the last couple periods, in the last minutes of the game.
Without Christian, you know, y'all, with him being gone, A&M lost its big play guy. So who's going to be that guy? Who can take over that role as the big play threat?
That's what's interesting. Like, so once Christian left, a lot of guys had to step up. So I don't think it's one guy, and this sounds cliche, as people say, but I think there's all kind of guys making plays right now, as you can see. But Christian leaving, it made everyone else step up. We couldn't just follow behind him. We can't just follow behind him anymore. So I feel like everyone's going to come up and make plays.
50 catches as a freshman. So what would be a successful year for you this year?
To be honest, I want to just get this offense down, because in the past, Jimbo has put great receivers in the NFL. So all I got to do is just lock in and know my assignment, my plays, and it'll take care of the rest.
As he continues to flip the quarterbacks, you know, some with one team, then the second team, does that mess with y'all's chemistry, or are you getting enough reps with each guy?
It's pretty even, I'll say. We do the same thing every day.
So
we'll flip. Yeah, we'll flip every other day. So Kellen go one day, then Nick go the other day. So it's not too unbalanced, but it's kind of the same for me, because we walk through and go through the same place. So, yeah.
That being said, you and Kellen have been playing since high school. Do you feel like your rapport with Nick is as good as it is with Kellen?
Say it again.
I said you and Kellen have been playing since high school, so do you feel like your rapport with both quarterbacks is about the same?
Or yeah, I mean, it's the same. I feel like the only difference would be just knowing your assignment. With Jimbo, he's going to make sure each guy is up to par, and you're going to come out the same. He's producing the same kind of quarterback, so at the end of the day, there's not going to be any difference of ball delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no difference. You're going to do what he wants you to do, and that's about it.
You had a nice close to the season last year, too. So do you feel like you developed that chemistry with Nick to tell him the last year?
We finished out well. Yeah, I feel like I did.
Does that seem like is it a tight battle?
They're competing. That's why I'm really hard to talk about it, because I'm practicing every day. I don't even know who's getting the upper hand, because you would think, like, Jimbo would show he's not showing anything. Like, it's straight up a battle every day. So we're going to see, I guess, in a couple weeks or so. And see who goes out.
With both of those guys, did one of them, or, I mean, could you give examples, I guess, of both?
Maybe, quarterbacks?
Yeah, doing something that, I guess, showed their leadership qualities, whether it be on the field, off the field, 7-on-7, anything like that. Something that stuck out to you and to some of your teammates.
I feel like Nick is, like, he's doing better with being vocal with the young guys. He's a good leader, and he knows how to lead by example and lead by knowing his plays and showing them in step by step what to do. And I feel like Kellen is a very guy you can relate to off the field. So a lot of guys adapt towards him and kind of follow him as follow his lead. And that's how they both lead off the field and on the field.
What have you seen from Kendrick Rogers on the other side from
him? Kendrick's dominating. I think he's going to be a big asset this year. I feel like he's one of those guys also who didn't get much playing time last year. So all it comes down to is getting that confidence back and getting that confidence ready for next season.
There's a lot of underclassmen in that room. So are they already looking at you as the voice of experience?
I mean, pretty much. But what I'm trying to do is just, like, lead them, but also, hey, let's step up too. Because if I'm down one game, we can't just depend on me to lead the team. We need everybody here to do the same thing I'm doing.
All right. With more of a young, experienced group, how big are Jace and Trevor at tight end for the passing game?
That's a huge asset. It takes more pressure off the receivers on the outside, and they're great route runners, great blockers. They're pretty much both balanced tight ends, so it's going to be a great combination this year.
Thanks, Jamal.
Appreciate y'all.